So Arnab Chaudhry, I forgot the full name.
Oh yeah, Arnab Bishnu Chaudhry, that's yes. Fine.
And who you played with, the guy is from what?
Yeah, his name is Kees van Boxtel, he's Dutch, and he's a fine gentleman, good human being, flutist. Bansuri player.
Did he train with Chaurasia? Because
yeah, he's trained with Hari Prasad Chaurasia ji and also a couple of other teachers back in Holland. And he comes, I think, every year. That's what he told me a little while ago. So interesting.
How long have you been playing together?
Oh, this is the second time we're playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. The first time we played in Joy Community House, the guest house just outside, it was a musical conversation just to come to know each other. First we played and then we talked, mm-hmm. Not the other way around.
Yeah.
So that was fun. like today.
Not talked and then played.
Yeah, first you have to play. Let the instruments and the fingers and the sound.
Have a conversation.
Conversation first and then the mouths can have after that.
Sure.
Just like today, we talked less but we played more. A few ragas from the evening ragas because this was, it's evening out here at Well Cafe.
Yes.
So the idea was to have a musical conversation all over again to see whether, first of all, a conversation between the bansuri, the Indian bamboo flute, and the tabla, the drums. And then also with the audience to see how they respond to that conversation and the conversation within themselves. Yeah.
Beautiful. It was a very pleasant concert, I have to say.
Yeah.
I was surprised by your skills with the tabla.
Thank you.
You played very well.
Well, I've been performing. I've been professionally on stage since 1989. Mm-hmm. So that's been a long time. I started as a teenager, pretty much a child artist, practically.
Yeah, but I know many tabla players who have been playing for a long time and still I'm not impressed by them.
Yeah, I know. You're percussionist and drummer.
I have those three different styles. But I was very impressed by the way you were very creative.
Thank you.
Nice sound and very...
Yeah, it was essentially because we are trying to converse. So it's not about the tabla playing loudly or the bansuri playing loudly or... It's not an arm wrestling contest.
No, yeah,
it's more to do with what we present together with our instruments to the audience for them to experience something.
Yes.
That's the key.
You did a good job,
I have to say.
Thank you, beautiful. We really felt this communication between the two of you.
Well, we played about four ragas and rag-based compositions, but there is a rhythmic cycle that takes place. And then within that you have time and space and tempo.
That's how Indian classical is based.
Right. So then you have to improvise with time and space between the beats. But bear in mind that you have to come to the zero. That's important.
Absolutely.
That's
always
the key.
Yes.
So somewhere in the back of the mind, going on like a background process, and then you have to keep going.
At some point, I saw you did this. You asked the audience.
Arnab, sorry.
You asked the audience to keep the beat with the clap. I thought, okay, here is Arnab trying to do a class again.
I think they were looking here and there. A few people were conversing on their own, so I thought best is to bring them into the concert. The best way is to give them a clap.
Westerners are not used to.
So then it's fine.
The trance of Indian classical. No?
Yeah,
tell me something. You're still doing your classes?
Yeah, definitely. That's on.
What are you doing these days?
Quite a few compositions that are on, and especially with some mantras, and on the other end, also playing a lot with my new iPad.
Okay, so you're having a go.
So you can actually play, create tremendous music with iPad apps there.
Yes?
Yeah, including Indian classical and beats.
Really?
Yeah, and mix... play like a DJ but with a deeper
Think you can do the subtleties that you can play on this tabla.
That's true but it's getting there, it's getting better and better, and some of the apps are amazing. You can do a lot of very subtle work out there, but it needs skill again, but you need to have a good classical foundation.
Otherwise you're totally lost.
Yes. I mean you can probably will create more sounds and just keep creating, but then something has to happen at the inner level, right? That's the key.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much, Arnab.
Thank you, Gino. All nice
the best.
To see you all again.
So I'm going to interview now the...
Sure.
What's his name again?
Case. Okay, good luck. Thanks.
I'm here. Oops. Hi, Case. Good evening. Sorry to bother you. Can I have a quick word with you?
Yes.
You're from Holland, right?
Basically, I'm from the universe, but I'm from... Holland.
Holland, yes. And you've trained with, it sounded to me you had a bit of Chaurasia in there.
Yeah, yeah. I am a disciple of Hariprasad Charasya. And but before, I was now in Bhubaneswar at the Gurukul for 1 month, studying with him personally, and I had some master classes in Rotterdam. But before, I was for 10 years also studying with his senior students like Julia Orman, Himanshu Nanda, and Aura Raskom, and Jean-Christophe also. Maybe he was also playing once here. Mm-hmm. He's also very, very dedicated to the mother. And so I'm from that Gharana, yeah. You can hear it, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So you've been playing Indian classical for many years?
About 12 years now. Yeah. And before I played silver flute.
Okay, so totally different style.
Yeah, you have to de-learn also a lot. And still I'm de-learning things from the way I played silver flute in the jazz world, or play also with African musicians sometimes. And Indian classical music is basically what I want, but it's a very hard way to come to a certain level. But you have to train about 5-6 hours a day. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The life of a musician is not easy. As
it's not easy.
Yes.
No.
People think it's easy, but it's not. But tell me, do you still play sometimes the jazz with the, you know, with the silver flute?
Sometimes, but not too much anymore.
You don't enjoy it as much?
Oh, I still enjoy it also, but yeah, I have found my...
Dans le sac,
bag? Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You were saying you found yourself more with the...
Yeah, but sometimes it's if my life is too classical, it's nice to play with... I have an other group, it's called Paradia, with the Greek I. Mm-hmm. You can find us, paradia.nl, with the kora and bansuri, and that's more light music, and it's a mix between Indian classical and African music with the kora, and that's very nice for me sometimes to
with African
concerts.
African beats also, do you have...
Also sometimes, yeah, yeah, with rhythm. Under it.
Do you carry these flutes with you, these instruments with you?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
would... How long more are you staying in Auroville for?
Till 12 February, then I have to go to Holland. I was 3 months in India.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You enjoy the concert?
Very much. I'm a percussionist myself. I'm very much into Latin music.
Okay.
I also love Indian classical a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't play it. I just listen.
I have to help my
okay.
friend.
Thank you very much. Yeah. What's your name again? Sorry.
Case.
Case. Yeah. Pass to Auroville Radio if you have
Thank
time
you.
Sometimes.
Yeah. After.